Adana by Adesua Omaninwokedi. Adesua Omaninwokedi's Adana is a sweeping multi-generational narrative that explores themes of beauty as a burden, systemic abuse, the weight of family obligation, and the ultimate pursuit of redemption. The story follows the life of Adana Okafor, a young girl from Onitsha whose life is defined by a series of tragic sacrifices that lead her from a modest home to a gilded cage in a sprawling ranch in Ajiji. Part 1, The Innocence and the Tragedy. Adana grows up in Onitsha. In the 1990s, fully aware of her striking beauty, blessed with golden skin, long hair, and large, saucer-like eyes, she is accustomed to being the center of attention. However, her parents, Aloysius and Ugochi, instill in her the value of brains over beauty. Adana is a brilliant student, dreaming of becoming an aerospace engineer at NASA. Her family life is simple and happy, shared with her younger brother Jadenan's sister Ahuna. The trajectory of her life changes when she meets Anayo Insofa, the 18-year-old son of a wealthy baker. The two share a brief, intense teenage romance characterized by a passionate kiss and a promise of letters. However, this blossoming love is cut short when Anayo is sent to England for school. Simultaneously, a business catastrophe strikes. To fulfill a massive order for the Insofa bakery, Aloysius borrows 400,000 naira from a local loan shark known as Coach. When the bakery unexpectedly cancels the order and blacklists the Okafor shop, the financial pressure is insurmountable. The stress causes Aloysius to suffer a massive stroke. He slumps at a business center and dies at the age of 44. The aftermath of Aloysius's death is a descent into poverty and desperation. The family shop is robbed by their assistants, Abube and Ebenezer, leaving them with no inventory to sell. Coach, the loan shark, becomes a menacing presence, eventually luring Adana's mother, Ugochi, into his bed under the false promise of cancelling the debt, an act that destroys Ugochi's reputation in the neighborhood. Adding to the misery, 12-year-old Ahuna is diagnosed with kidney failure, requiring an expensive transplant in India that the family cannot afford. Part 2, The Gilded Cage. In the darkest hour, Chief Arins Insofa, the millionaire owner of the bakery, appears with a solution. He offers to pay off the debt to Coach and fund Hannah's medical treatment, but only if 16-year-old Adana marries him. Despite her mother's initial refusal, Adana witnesses Hannah's agonizing pain and makes the choice to sacrifice herself for her sister's life. At age 16, Adana is married to the 55-year-old chief and moved to his massive ranch in Ajiji. The ranch is a testament to Chief's immense wealth, though the source of this fortune is later revealed to be firearm smuggling rather than just baking. Initially, Chief treats Adana as a showpiece doll, keeping her pure and spotless, while refraining from immediate sexual demands. This period of relative peace is shattered by the arrival of Chief's eldest son, Akana. Akana is a wild animal, a predator who has a history of attacking young women. He reveals to Adana that he was the one who originally planned to marry her and is incensed that his father took her for himself. In a brutal act of violence, Akana rapes Adana, stealing her virginity before she ever goes to her husband's bed. He blackmails her into silence, threatening to stop the payments for Ahana's medical care if she tells anyone. Adana becomes a sex slave to Akana, who frequents her room nightly. When Chief eventually discovers that Adana is no longer a virgin, he refuses to believe she was raped, instead branding her a harlot and a prostitute. In a fit of rage, Chief beats her severely with a belt. From that point on, Adana is relegated to an ornamental role, a puppet wife whom Chief ignores in favor of village courtesans, while Akana continues his abuse. Part 3, Loss and Loneliness. Adana's sacrifice proves to be bitter. Though Ahuna undergoes the transplant, she dies a few years later. Adana attempts to return home to Onitsha, but she finds that her reputation is in shreds. The rumors of her dalliance with both father and son have reached her hometown, making her an outcast. She discovers that her mother has also continued her desperate ways, leading Adana to realize that she has no home but the ranch in Ajiji. She returns to the ranch and settles into a robot-like existence. She finds some solace in gardening, converting a patch of land into a beautiful sanctuary. It is here that she meets Chizitere, a young gardener saving money for university. The two fall in love, sharing a pure and tender connection that stands in stark contrast to the violence Adana has known. They plan to elope to Jos. However, Chief and Akana's possessiveness knows no bounds. On the morning they are meant to flee, Adana learns that Chizitere and his entire family have died in a mysterious fire that engulfed their home. Chief later admits to being responsible for the arson, using it as a chilling warning to Adana that her family in Anitsha will suffer a similar fate if she ever tries to leave again. Following this tragedy, Adana develops a severe sleepwalking disorder, often waking up in dangerous parts of the ranch. Part 4, The Arrival of Naito. In 2016, after 20 years of captivity, a new figure enters Adana's life, Dr. Naito Inwabua, the son of the town's former physician. Naito has returned from Houston to reopen his father's hospital. Chief, wanting a solution for Adana's worsening sleepwalking, encourages her to work at Naito's clinic as a form of occupational therapy. Adana and Naito gradually fall in love. Naito, who has loved Adana from afar since they were teenagers, sees her as a vision of sunshine, rather than the disgraced woman the village believes her to be. He treats her with the dignity she has been denied for decades, encouraging her to finish her education and planning a future for them in America. Their romance is discovered by Akana, who reacts with characteristic brutality. He beats Adana so severely she suffers a subarachnoid hemorrhage, leaving her hospitalized and unconscious for several days. While she recovers, Akana and his thugs vandalize Nito's clinic, nearly killing another doctor in the process. Terrified for Nito's life, Adana tries to push him away, but Naito remains resolute in his desire to rescue her. Part 5, The Death of Chief and the Final Truth. The climax of the novel centers on the mysterious death of Chief Arines in Sofa. He is found dead in his room, having been stabbed and struck with a chair. The investigation reveals a web of suspects. Achike, Chizuta's father, who confesses to the murder, claiming God killed Chief for him. Naito, who is found holding the bloodied knife after trying to hide it to protect Adana. Adana, who, suffering from a lapse in memory, believes she killed Chief during a sleepwalking episode. The truth is revealed through the testimony of Ibe, the paralyzed husband of the housekeeper Azochi. Ibe reveals that Azochi had been Chief's mistress for over 30 years, enduring his abuse and his later attraction to her own daughter, Daluchi. Driven by a woman scorned rage, Azochi poisoned Chief's water and later entered his room to finish him after hearing him struggle with Adana. Azochi flees town, and Adana, seeing her on a bus, chooses to let her escape out of a sense of shared forgiveness. Part 6, The Inferno and Redemption. With Chief dead, Adana is left as the primary heir of the ranch, a most prized possession Chief bequeathed to her in his will as penance for taking the best years of her life. Adana decides to sell the ranch to find a fresh start. On her final night in Ajiji, Akana returns to the ranch. He reveals that his earlier displays of remorse were a ruse. He drugged Adana's wine and set the mansion on fire, intending for them to die together in the flames. Adana fights for her life in the inferno, eventually being rescued by Naito and Yukawuike. Akana, however, is consumed by the fire as the mansion collapses. 3 years later, the story concludes in Houston, Texas. Adana is now married to Naito and is the mother of a daughter, Chizumdi. She has reclaimed her education, studying for her GED and finding peace far away from the horrors of Ajiji. Her brother Jadena has married Daluchi, and her mother Ugochi has also moved to Abuja for a fresh start. The ranch has been demolished and replaced by a hotel, symbolizing the final erasure of Adana's past prison. Adana finally realizes that despite the decades of suffering, she has been granted a second chance at happiness. This summary is for educational purposes only. This audio is exclusively created for AfriSummary.com. Thank you.